Father, we just thank you for this time right now. Father, it's such an honor to be in your family. We thank you for your sweet presence here. Jesus, we thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. And we just soak in your peace that is in this place. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for comforting us. Abba, thank you for sending the angels that are always with us. Lord, what do you want to say about favor? My favor is free. It cost you nothing. I've provided everything in advance. I've given you my abundance. I will open your eyes to see how much favor that I have given you. My grace is sufficient, is it not? My strength is always made perfect in weakness. My grace and peace are multiplied unto you simply by getting to know me. And when you get to know me, I get to give you more and more of my grace and my peace. My favor opens doors for you. Do you not see the open doors right now where you can go and bless others? It's so obvious to me, and now I'm going to make it so obvious to you. Yes, favor is a blessing in your life, but you're going to start using this favor to bless others like you've never blessed them before. You get to share my love with the world with this favor. Will you say yes to my favor? Do you want it to increase in your life? Well, then ask me, and I will give you a guaranteed yes to that question. You know, there is none like you. Each of you are so precious in my sight. I have given you favors. I've gone out in advance before you. I've provided a way where it really didn't seem like there was a way. You're going to be more aware now that people are going to see the favor that is upon you. You've already attained it. I've already given it to you. It's already increasing in your life. I accept you as is, and when you start accepting yourself as is, you're going to start seeing others accept you for who you are. Have you ever thought about this before? Have you ever given yourself favor? Think about it. You receive favor from others, don't you? You definitely have received favor from me, have you not? And I know that you give favor to others. But have you given yourself favor and extended grace to yourself? Isn't it about time? I think so. So what does that look like when you give yourself favor? How do you treat yourself when you extend favor to others? How do you feel when people extend grace and favor and treat you kindly? They value you and honor you, do they not? Well, do you see yourself doing that for yourself and to yourself? If not, it's about time. If I would open your eyes right now where you could see the favor that is upon your life, it would truly overwhelm you. But I will give you glimpses where you can see how much is upon your life. You would not be here right now without it. You can't even muster up your own favor, can you? One of my commandments is that you love one another as you love yourself. How are you doing with that, loving yourself? Do you love yourself as I love you? Be honest with yourself. If you're not sure how to love yourself, ask me, for I am love. I know the best way to love you. So if you haven't asked me how to love yourself as I love you, ask away and then listen. You know you were worth dying for. The blood that Jesus shed on the cross expressed my love for you. He saved you when you could not save yourself. So I want you from this moment on to start exercising more grace to yourself. Some of you may say that I'm my own worst critic. I'm really hard on myself. Well, guess what? I'm not on you at all. I extend my love and my grace and my acceptance and forgiveness, and it's about time that you do as well. In other words, be nice to yourself. Because the way that you treat yourself is how you're going to start treating others. How do you really want to treat others? How do you think they want to be treated? Probably the same way you want to be treated, with respect and honor and acceptance. Can you imagine somebody standing right in front of you and they accept you as is? They're not asking you to change. but they just accept you as is. Can you imagine that? Now look in the mirror and do that for yourself. Because when you do that for yourself, that is a gift of love. Do you approve of yourself as I approve of you? Do you accept yourself as I accept you? Have you extended grace for yourself as I have for you? It's really quite simple and easy, you know. It's easier to live in love than in fear. In fact, I've even given you my perfect love that casts out fear. And I want to remind you again that my grace is sufficient. It is more than enough. It is too much. Are you satisfied with yourself? Are you pleased with yourself? What standard are you living by? Favor is the way to go. If you don't give favor to yourself, if you don't extend grace to yourself, then who will? I've already given it to you, so now it's your responsibility and your privilege to accept yourself as is, to extend that grace and that favor and that unconditional love to yourself so you can do it for others. Again, you are to love one another as you love yourself. And my grace is sufficient.